We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by Phil Savage, the executive director of the Senior Bowl. And Phil, I want to talk about some of the guys who are here at the NFL Combine this week competing. I want to start with the quarterback position. Everyone's talking about Jameis Winston, and everyone's talking about Marcus Mariota, but there are some good, productive quarterbacks who played in the Senior Bowl who are trying to make their mark here at the Combine to show that if they're not going to be the top two quarterback, they could be that third guy.
Yeah, I think one of the bigger questions in this draft is who is the third quarterback? And two players that were in our game, Bryce Petty from Baylor, has got to prove that he can make the transition from the spread to a more traditional NFL offense. And then Garrett Grayson, who actually won our practice award for the position down at the recent Senior Bowl. Very productive player at Colorado State. Played for Jim McElwain, who's now the coach at Florida, in more of a pro-style system. And I thought during our game week, it helped with his consistency, just having a background in that style of offense.
With Bryce Petty, how far did he come along working with the pro-style offense? He had his struggles during the week, but how much of a gradual development did you see? And can you envision him making that transition?
Well, I think you absolutely can, because he's got the classic size. He's got more of a traditional type of release. But with Bryce Petty, I think for the NFL teams, it gives them a starting point. Okay, this is what he looked like within the first few hours, first few days of making this transition. Now let's see what he looks like at the combine, and then further down the line at his pro day, so you can see the rate of progression. And I think that'll be the real answer for Bryce Petty in terms of how high he can go in this draft.
Now, Phil, longtime executive of the NFL, worked with the Eagles even. You've now seen plenty of college football. How is that transition going from watching these quarterbacks who are now playing primarily in spread offenses trying to get them ready for the NFL?
Well, I do the color for the Alabama Crimson Tide broadcast. So I'm at a college game literally every Saturday, and then oftentimes I'll find an NFL game to go to on Sunday. And the contrast between the two styles of play is very stark when you go from one day to the next. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is at the quarterback position. And as we've seen, a lot of these players that are coming from this style of system, they have struggled once they got to the league. The way I try to explain it is this. In college football, the windows and the receivers are almost wide open, okay? When you get to, and so you have a picture of a receiver and a defender, right? And so oftentimes you're staying away from that receiver who's perceived to be covered. That same picture in the NFL of a covered receiver is now open in pro football. So to transition and change your decision-making process from the eyes to the brain to now the arm, that's a huge undertaking, because we hear people use the phrase, you have to throw the receiver open in the NFL. Oftentimes, you don't have to do that in college. And again, those pictures that you've been trained to stay away from, hey, just sequence right past that receiver, go to the next read. In the NFL, you're going to have a coach whispering in your ear in practice saying, hey, you missed that. You should have thrown that ball and cut it loose. He was open. And in your mind's eye, that's never registered as an open receiver to you in your life.
Phil, I want to talk about some of the pass catchers who played at the Senior Bowl as we go from the quarterbacks to the receivers here. Sammy Coates, big, expected to run blazing fast time here at the Combine. The one question about him coming from college at Auburn was the drop issue. Mm-hmm. Is that something that typically is going to carry over from college to the NFL? Is that a trait that pretty much is consistent, that if he did it here, he's probably going to do it the next level?
You know, not necessarily. I think that hands, if the approach, the proper approach is there, you can improve your hands. Now, there's just certain receivers that have hands of stone, and you're not going to be able to improve that aspect of the game. But with Sammy Coates, you mentioned he's got the height, he's got the weight, he's got the straight line speed. And in the recent Senior Bowl week, he showed the capability of extending his hands and catching the football. So I think it's more of a consistency issue with him, and I think it might even be a repetition issue with him. So if he can get to a program and really go out there and try to catch as many balls as possible, then he can improve that. I remember Michael Jackson was a sixth-round pick out of Southern Mississippi, came to the Browns when I was with the original Browns back in the early to mid-90s, and there were real question marks about his hands capability, and he went and improved that component of his game.
How much fun did you have watching the practices between Sammy Coates and Philip Dorsett from Miami? Another speedster
on
the field.
Philip Dorsett may be the fastest man in the building here when it's all said and done. And I thought the thing that he did so well was he not only showed that vertical speed, but then he showed the ability to get in and out of his routes and showed some ability to run the short and intermediate route tree. So I thought Philip Dorsett really helped himself in Mobile, and I'm anxious, as is everybody, to see if he's truly going to run in the 4.2s.
Now, there are a lot of interesting offensive linemen there, a lot of versatile athletic prospects where, you know, coaches and personalities have to figure out where they're exactly going to fit in the NFL. I want to start with Lyle Collins, who did very well down at the Senior Bowl. Where do you think he is going to be able to be a fit at the next level?
You know, I tried to sum up Lyle Collins this way by saying I think he can be a starting tackle in the NFL. I think he can be a Pro Bowl guard because he's got the size, he's got the power in his lower body, he's got long arms in conjunction with the tremendous punch. And so he's got all the traits that are really required to be a successful pro on the interior. And although you usually get paid more money as an outside blocker at tackle, the bottom line is that the way you impact these NFL quarterbacks now is not with the edge rush, it's with the pocket pressure in the middle. And so the guard, center, guard, that trio of players, they're becoming more and more important as we move along into this passing game that is known as the NFL now.
I know that T.J. Clemmings from Pittsburgh wasn't one of the top linemen, but he was one of the guys with the highest upside. What do you think it's going to take him to reach his full potential?
Yeah, you know, T.J.'s an interesting story. Of course, he played at University of Pittsburgh as a defensive lineman for several years. Then he moved to offensive tackle his junior year. He's only got 2 seasons of offensive line play in his background, primarily at right tackle. But he's got left tackle attributes. He's got the height, the arm length, the athletic skill. Now, he had some struggles at the Reese's Senior Bowl, but I think that an offensive line coach out there is going to look at him and say, I can work with someone that's got this kind of talent. And I think ultimately you'll see T.J. Clemmings go somewhere in probably the second half of the first round and maybe not get on the field right away, but actually have some incubation time before he actually gets on the field.
Phil Savage, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.